The battle to reclaim MKP from former President Jacob Zuma is far from over. We speak to the real founder of MKP, Mr. Jabulani Khumalo. Welcome, sir.
Good afternoon, ma'am. Thanks for having me in your studio.
You're welcome, sir. Take us through that constitutional court decision this week. Exactly what does it mean?
Yes. We made an application. In actual fact, it was semi-urgent application in the Concord due to the fact that we are having lots of challenges in the MK. The MK that we registered has been turned into a stop file and also into, I really don't know, but it's crazy. There is no leadership, there is no direction. And as directors, we feel that our name is being wrapped on a mat just because of certain individuals that was to enrich themselves to this party. And also for other people who think that they can use MK to fight their battles. Others are fighting the battles to go back to ANC. There are statements that everybody knows. People are saying that they want to go through, they want to take the MK members and negotiate their positions in the ANC, which we don't want. So because of those things, we decided that, no, let's go to Concord and try and see if they can assist us in taking back the party so we can uproot all these wrongdoings. Unfortunately, the Concord said we must show the cause on the access. They call it, the access. So we tried to make the case on the access, but we failed. So because of that, the court then said we then must go back to the lower courts. I understand other people don't understand that if the court says they denied you the access, it doesn't mean that we have lost the case. The only thing is just that you need to go back and put your case before the other judges in the lower courts. So that's what is going to happen. Now, we are at that point. And the other thing that people must understand is that the Concord made it clear that they denied us access, the direct access, because we were not able to convince them. The second part was that my application must go back to SCA because SCA has heard my appeal, but I did not finalize because I did not submit all the papers that were supposed to be submitted. So we'll do exactly that. That is the main reason why we are trying our level best to take back the party, because people out there are now being chopped and caged every day. You can't have a party, a young party like MK, having to have 9 secretaries in just a space of less than 2 years. I think about 6 or 5 treasurers in a space of less than 2 years. In that space, in that short space, we have number of comrades that have been expelled out of the party with no reason, no cause, not even a single time when they are called to explain themselves if there is anything wrong they've done. There's one comrade in Durban called Comrade Mpungose. He's been expelled 3 times. He's been brought back, expelled, brought back, expelled. This is crazy. This is not leadership. We need to take back MK to the real people who loves MK, who understand why did we register MK, who wants to see the South African people actually get the service. Not this craziness of pushing people all around, bullying people just because you have a power. People are abusing the power that they have in the MK, which they stole by a signature that was forged. And those people, they call themselves leadership, but they are sitting in those seats in a wrong way. They go to sit through forgery. And if you are a leader and you accept forgery, fraud in this country, which we say away with fraud. General Nkoda is explaining these things every day. People are trying to steal this country through fraud. We have so many cartels, but MK has got a cartel also now. Because this cartel that is taking over MK is a cartel. You can't have people that always fight everybody just because they don't want to be challenged. They don't want to be told they are wrong. So I am not going to sit back and look and allow thuggery in the organization. I have comrades who can lead this organization, who are up there waiting, and I'm still encouraging them to wait. The right time is coming. The party will come back, and these thugs will be out, and they'll have to deal with them. If they want to keep their membership, we won't fire them or expel them. We'll keep them as members. But they must understand they are not going to come back here and take positions. The people that were in those positions must go back to those positions. And they must leave.
Now, sir, you've had a number of legal setbacks. Have you not once felt that you should just let him have the party and give up?
Well, let me explain this. I've never, in actual fact, lost a case, one case. Never. All the cases were on technicalities. The first one in electoral court was because I did not get enough advice that I need to show with a paper to say this signature was forged. So I went to court thinking that you can present, you can say, you can show, because I had the two letters. I thought the court will take that, but the court said, no, they are not experts. We must bring the experts. That's what I have done now. The appeals, at the appeal also, I had not yet employed the experts. So I've employed the experts. So I'm going there and then I will show it. That's what I was showing to the Concord, that the signature was forged. There is a case opened against certain individuals whom we think they are the ones who forged the signature, because they are the ones that send it to IEC. Together, on that same day, we had to send to IEC two letters. My letter and the letter from the thugs. And IEC decided to take that letter from the thugs and appoint Zuma or the forgery letter. And Zuma accepted it. And I'm very, very worried what kind of an ex-president who can sit and continue to call himself a president of the old party by a signature that was forged. And he knows it very well. If he doesn't, then he must be fooled, because I have explained this thing and he's got the letter that I wrote to him. There's nothing he doesn't understand, but he thinks people are going to be fooled and fool us, and I'm not going to be fooled by him. He knows he's on that seat forgery, fraudulently, and he must understand that he must get out of that seat because he doesn't deserve it.
So is Mr. Zuma in control of MKP, or is somebody else manipulating?
It's Zuma's cartel that is controlling the MKP. He's not in control, but his cartel.
And who are those members of MKP?
It's all this, I don't know what they call themselves, sitting next to him. It is like, you know, when the flies are flying, it's always the So I don't understand. I don't know who those people are, but they are his people.
Now, sir, since you are from KZN, what are you making of the testimony of the KZN police commissioner at the Matlanga Commission and at the ad hoc committee in Parliament?
Well, what I'm happy about is that the whole country is now aware that the system of security that we are being secured by is actually has so many holes on it and it's leaking. And it cannot run this country properly. If these leaders of this of the SEPs will continue under this stress they are in now, the country is gone. That is why when you look in our country, there are so many illegal people running our country, running businesses, running whatever. They even own the houses. They even take the houses. If you go to Pretoria, these people without legal documents, they have houses, beautiful houses in Pretoria, in Centurion, in Kempton Park. They own them. In Sandton, they own them. Cape Town, they own them. Then you ask yourself, how did they get those houses? They get them through the workers from the municipality, from Department of Public Works, and the police helping them to get there. I think what General Nkwanazi and General Masimula and Khumalo and all of them, what they've said on the TV in Matlanga Commission is true. In actual fact, they are helping us to open our eyes even more to understand the stress that they are under, so that we, as a community, we go and assist them to make sure that this thuggery that is happening in our country is vanished, is taken away, is uprooted. It's us as the community that can take those people out of the country and clean our country, and also assist the police, the real police. I remember General Mkhwanazi was saying, I can't sit with a thug in the office. I understand what he was saying, because really, even myself, I wouldn't want to sit with a thug. I wouldn't want to sit with a person that allows a forgery and say he is a leader. I will not sit with that person. Because my understanding is that person is not right in his mind.
Well, I see that the police have arrived at the home of suspended Deputy Police Commissioner Shadrach Sibiya this afternoon en masse, either for a raid or more. What do you say?
Well, unfortunately, I haven't seen it, but if they are cleaning up, it's hooray for them. I would appreciate. Let everybody be searched, and everyone that is holding a position. Now we need to have a committee that will look into their lifestyle. Because, you know, these cartels are putting a lot of money into our leaders. And that's why today South Africa is in this mess. Because our leaders are being run by these cartels. They are led by the thugs, people who uses dark money, black money to use our leaders. We can't allow that. We need leadership. And without leadership, the country will go down, will sink. So I'm happy if they're doing what is right.
Thank you, sir. That was the real founder of MKP. Speaking to BizNews. Thank you, Mr. Jabulani Khumalo, and I am Christine.